Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti is resigning, frustrated by U.S. policy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports he's opposed to recent deportations of Haitian migrants back to a country mired in crisis.
Career Foreign Service Officer Daniel Foote says he's resigning as special envoy to Haiti immediately. His letter, first reported by PBS and confirmed by a Democratic congressional aide, says, quote, "I will not be associated with the inhumane, counterproductive decisions to deport thousands of Haitian refugees and illegal immigrants." He calls U.S. policy deeply flawed and says Haitians shouldn't be sent back to a country where U.S. officials are confined to secure compounds because of the danger posed by armed gangs. Foote was appointed to the job in late July, soon after the assassination of Haiti's president. The country is also now trying to recover from an earthquake in August. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The World Food Program warns it is broke and it'll have to cut food rations for millions of people in war-torn Yemen next month. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva the WFP is $1 billion short of what it needs to run operations through the end of this year.
WFP warns 16 million people in Yemen are suffering from acute hunger. 5 million are on the verge of famine. WFP says it will be forced to cut food rations for 3.2 million people in October and another 5 million in December if it doesn't receive money to continue this life-saving operation. UNICEF reports some 400,000 severely malnourished children are at imminent risk of death.
Lisa Schlein reporting. A special advisory panel for the Food and Drug Administration has authorized COVID-19 booster shots made by Pfizer, but only for people aged 65 and older and those at risk of severe disease. Experts for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are discussing the boosters today. Stocks opened higher this morning after the Federal Reserve signaled plans to dial back its aggressive efforts to prop up the economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 460 points in early trading.
The central bank left interest rates unchanged near zero, but officials signaled confidence that if the economy continues to improve, the Fed might start to slow its aggressive bond buying later this year. Officials also raised their forecast for inflation, saying supply chain bottlenecks have been larger and longer lasting than anticipated. One key item that's in short supply is computer chips used in cars and other products. The White House is hosting meetings today with the big three automakers, chip suppliers, and other companies in an effort to minimize the economic damage. General Mills reported better-than-expected sales this week. While the baking boom that took hold early in the pandemic has cooled, the company's pet food business is profiting from all those newly adopted companion animals. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 480 points. This is NPR. The Biden administration says it is taking a fresh step to combat climate change. It's going to phase out greenhouse gases that are used in refrigerators and air conditioners. These hydrofluorocarbons are more potent than carbon dioxide. A new report says more than half the people in the West who live in areas prone to wildfires are people of color. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
When low-income communities and people of color are hit by wildfires, they often lack the resources to prepare and may be more likely to get left behind by relief efforts. Kelly Pale is associate director of nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics. She says that can exacerbate the impact of fires, which are growing more severe due to climate change.
Policymakers, in order to invest in communities that may experience disproportionate impacts of wildfire, need to know where those communities are.
So researchers analyzed risk factors and demographics for each county in the U.S. Pale hopes the findings will help government officials direct money for preparedness, mitigation, and recovery more equitably. For NPR News, I'm Bert Johnson in Reno, Nevada.
There are air quality alerts for parts of Central California due to wildfires. Firefighters are continuing to fight blazes in Sequoia National Park. They're also protecting the famous giant sequoia trees. These are among the largest and most ancient in the world. Some of the trunks of these trees have been wrapped in protective foil. That includes the largest tree in the world by volume, the General Sherman giant sequoia tree. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington. Support.